technically, you know, the court is nonpartisan. In our judicial system, we hold up the value of independence. However, in Michigan, the political parties nominate candidates for the Supreme Court. However, when they're on the ballot, it doesn't tell you which party they are, and they're technically nonpartisan candidates. There's also, however, that underlying tie that they're nominated by parties, and often the candidates nominated by the Republican Party kind of run as a team. The candidates nominated by the Democratic Party kind of run as a team. So there is a huge partisan influence on how we select our Supreme Court justices.
There are two judges who are up for re-election this year, and it looks like both have taken money from the Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce has come out in opposition to this ballot proposal. I guess, talk about that. Is that something where we say, you know, the influence is pretty clear here?
It's going to be fascinating to watch what happens, because you have these two justices, Beth Clement and Curtis Wilder, who are up for their first election this year. And they, as we kind of reported in the story, their campaigns had fundraisers that they invited people to at the chamber offices. The chamber has reported giving each of their campaigns $15,000. And at the same time, the committee that has brought the lawsuit to try to block the voters, not politicians, proposal through the courts is using the chamber's address and has taken, you know, about $180,000 in support from the chamber so far this year. So you have this situation where there's kind of connections between the group that is challenging this, asking the Supreme Court to rule a certain way, and this group is also heavily supporting two of the Supreme Court justices' campaigns. And it will be very interesting to see how that's handled before the court.
I guess, have you talked to anyone else about maybe their thoughts on how this might shake up?
I'm hearing, you know, that I'm hearing predictions all over about how this might go. There are people that think the Supreme Court's going to allow the proposal to go on the ballot. The Court of Appeals ruled pretty strongly that it should go on the ballot, and people think because of that, the Supreme Court will go along with it. There are people that think that the justices will, you know, keep it off the ballot. The court is 5-2 right now, 5 Republicans, 2 Democrats. And there are people that think that that divide will keep it off the ballot. And then there's been a theory put out there by a former Democratic Party chair that maybe the two Republicans who are up for election this year will recuse themselves because of some of these things, and then it will be a 3-2 ruling. The other three Republicans will rule to keep it off the ballot. So there's this huge array of predictions out there, and it's really a storyline that will play out over the next couple months.
Hey, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thanks, Ben.